Alex Trebek here. Your favorite champions, their best wins, and how they get to this season's Tournament of Champions. Coming up right now.
This is Jeopardy. Let's meet today's contestant, a medical student from Alhambra, California, Alicia Nathalie Connell. A consultant from St. Paul, Minnesota, Alex Cook. And our returning champion, a university administrator from Princeton, New Jersey, Gilbert Holland, whose two-day cash winnings total $22,798. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, my friends, and welcome. Alex and Alicia are the newcomers. Good to have you with us. Gilbert, good to see you again. Let's go to work. Now let's find out what the categories are. January. Hey, appropriate. Pop culture, gold and silver. It's raining men, M-E-N, coming up in each correct response. Mummy dearest. Oregon. Aha. So you've been indicted. Gilbert, start.
So you've been indicted for 200.
We swear suborning this, getting a witness to lie on the stand in court, is also a felony, as the indictment says. Gilbert.
What is perjury?
Correct.
Indicted for four.
Whether you stole drugs, diamonds, or dirt bikes, theft of more than $500 worth of stuff is grand this. Alex.
What is larceny?
Yes.
Indicted six.
You may say there is one against you, but you had an agreement with two others to commit a crime, so you're charged with this. Gilbert?
What is conspiracy?
Correct.
Indicted for eight.
You didn't whisk anyone off or ask for ransom, but as O.J. found in 2008, keeping someone from leaving can also be this crime. Gilbert?
What is kidnapping?
Right.
Indicted for 1,000.
So not nice. You did it twice. Your bogus signature and also endorsement on that draft is double this. Gilbert.
What is forgery?
Yes.
Mummy dearest for two.
Juanita is the most famous of the Incan ice mummies found high in the Andes of this country. Gilbert.
What is Chile?
No. Alicia.
What is Peru?
Peru, that's the country.
It's raining men 200.
Give me these measurements, length, width, and height. Alex.
What are dimensions?
That's it.
Men, 400.
A regulated course of action like that of a diet. Alex.
What is a regimen?
Good.
Men, six.
A medical sample taken for study. It has a special bottle. Alex.
What is a specimen?
That's it.
800 men.
A mob informant who gets found out is said to wear this non-buoyant footwear. Alex.
What are cement shoes?
Yep.
Men, 1,000.
This synonym for persuadable gets an A for effort. Alicia.
What is amenable?
That's it.
Mummy dearest, 400.
Otzi the Iceman died more than 5,000 years ago in the Tyrolean range of these mountains. Alex.
What are the Alps?
That's it.
Mummy, 6.
The 2,000-year-old Xinjui is so well-preserved, Chinese pathologists were able to perform this on her. Alicia.
What's an autopsy?
Yeah.
Mummy, 800.
Those who found the well-preserved Toland man in 1950 in this peaty type of swamp called the cops, not the archaeologists. Alex.
What is a fen?
A fen or a bog, yes.
Mummy, 1,000.
Answer there. The Daily Double. You're in the lead.
Let's do 2,000.
Who it is. Here is the clue. He discovered the grand mummy of them all and soon wrote a book called The Tomb of Tutankhamun. Alex?
I don't know.
His name was Howard Carter. Howard Carter. All right, you drop a bit. You're in third place. But it's a close game and it's early. Let's take a break. Alicia Nathalie Connell.
Yes.
You had a terrifying experience visiting a country I have visited in Africa, Ghana.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
We were at a crocodile farm where crocodiles just roam around and they let tourists go. And we got in line to pet a crocodile that was sleeping, and I did not want to do that, so I was last in line. And by the time I came up, the crocodile woke up and looked right at me, so I just ran out of there. I was like, I'm not petting a crocodile right now.
I thought you were going to say by the time I got there, the crocodile had gotten to be so big that, that scared the daylights out of me.
No, he was now, just it's awake and grumpy.
You could pick up the little baby crocs, right? The little tiny ones?
I don't want to do that. I never want to do that.
Alex Cook is from St. Paul, Minnesota. No crocodiles there.
No.
Tell me how you met your wife.
My wife, Sarah, and I met playing Ultimate Frisbee. She was really reluctant to come out because this was in winter time in February. Her friend Carrie threw what's called a hammer toss or a hammer throw, which is kind of an overhead throw, which I no business should have caught, but I did. And I guess that kind of caught her eye. And so she was in awe of my skills, I guess. So
one of the rules in Minnesota.
That's right.
You have to marry them.
That's right.
Gilbert Collins is our champion. He is sort of in trouble, I guess, and he's hoping that he wins a lot more money because what did you promise your kids?
Yes, I have two lovely kids, Timmy and Nikki, and I promised them that anything I won in Jeopardy, they get 1%. So since their allowance is $2 a week, that's a lot of money for them.
Now, don't dog it from here on. You do your best. Alex, make a selection as we continue.
Let's do Oregon for $200.
Giving refunds for glass and aluminum, Oregon's bottle bill of the 1970s was the first in the nation to encourage this. Alicia.
What is recycling?
That's it.
Pop Culture 200.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association awards these each January. Gilbert.
What are the Golden Globes?
That's right.
Oregon for four.
Oregon's only venomous indigenous reptile is the western this seen here. Alex.
What is a rattlesnake?
Correct.
Oregon 6.
Moon Brine Pickles is a location featured on this IFC TV show about offbeat Oregonians. Alicia.
What is Portlandia?
Yes.
Oregon 800.
The Oregon Bach Festival takes place yearly in this city with a man's name. Alicia.
What is Eugene?
Good.
Oregon 1000.
Around 1836, Washington Irving wrote a history of this man's successful fur trading business in Oregon. And that rich man was John Jacob Astor, hence Astoria. Alicia, back to you.
January 200.
The third Monday in January is a U.S. federal holiday honoring this man. Alicia.
Was Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yes.
January 400.
Many Hindus celebrate a January harvest festival called Makar Sankranti by bathing in this river. Alicia.
What is the Ganges?
Good.
January 600.
The Anglo-Saxons named January this month after predators that came into villages during winter in search of food. And those predators were wolves, so wolf month. Back to you, Alicia.
January 800.
Every year on this date, U.S. Christians celebrate Epiphany, a holy day commemorating the arrival of the three wise men. Alicia.
What is Jan 12th?
No. Alex or Gilbert? Correct response, January the 6th. Alicia, back to you.
January 1000.
One of the traditional flowers of January is this one, seen here. Alex.
What is a carnation?
You are right.
Pop Culture 4.
Michael Phelps won only three of these in his Olympic career. Gilbert.
What are bronze medals?
Nope. Alicia.
What are silver medals?
That's it.
600.
Top Hollywood agent Ari Gold was a character on this HBO series. Alex.
What is Entourage?
That's right.
800.
The Golden State Warriors have won two NBA titles led by this two-time league MVP. Gilbert.
Who is Durant?
Nope. Alicia.
Who's Curry?
Curry, yes, and now the last clue. This cosmic comic book hero travels through the universe on a board. Alex.
Who is the Silver Surfer?
Good. That takes you up to 4,600 and into the lead. And Gilbert, he gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. Gilbert is our returning champion, but he's trailing the challengers by about $3,000. Can he make it up with these categories in Double Jeopardy? Titles from poetry, 11-letter words, one-hit wonders, Get with the program. Hey, we used to make that car. And public anemone. Gilbert.
Get with the program for four.
The MCMAP is the martial arts program of this U.S. military branch. Gilbert.
What is the Marine Corps?
That's right.
Program for eight.
Canceled in 2010, the Constellation program planned to return humans here by the year 2020 after a nearly 50-year absence. Alex?
What is the Moon?
Yes.
Program 12.
The Eider program called for the incorporation of Schleswig-Holstein into this Scandinavian country. Gilbert?
What is Denmark?
Right.
Program for 16.
Sarah has the clue.
The New Horizons probe, part of NASA's New Frontiers program, investigated this belt of dwarf planets that includes Pluto at the edge of the solar system.
Gilbert?
What is the Oort cloud?
No. Alicia?
What is the asteroid belt?
No. Alex?
What is the Kuiper belt?
Yes.
Program 2.
Answer.
The Daily Double in the round. And you're off to a good start.
2,500.
All right, here's the clue. This program, named for a senator, sends U.S. students abroad to foster international goodwill. Alex?
What is the Marshall program?
No. What is the Fulbright? Senator Fulbright. All right, you're still in the lead. Go again.
11-letter words, 400.
It's the job of the player in the foreground. Gilbert.
What is place kicker?
Yes.
11 letters for 8.
The UN has an office for this, getting countries to give up their nukes. Gilbert.
What is disarmament?
Right.
11 letters for 12.
Someone who loves computers and thinks the machines are the solution to everything. Gilbert.
What is technophile?
That's an 11-letter word that is correct.
11 letters for 16.
Saponaceous means soapy. This word means impulsive. Alicia.
What is spontaneous?
Yes.
11-2000.
In this visual defect of the eye, light is unable to focus clearly at one point on the retina, resulting in blurred vision. Alicia.
What is nearsightedness?
No. Gilbert.
What is astigmatism?
That's the 11-letter word.
Titles from poetry for four.
The title of M. Scott Peck's self-help book, The Road Less Traveled, has caused many to misquote this poet. Gilbert.
Who is Frost?
Robert Frost, yes.
Poetry for eight.
The first line of this ancient poet's Aeneid inspired George Bernard Shaw's play title, Arms and the Man. Alex.
Who is Virgil?
Virgil, right you are.
One-hit wonders, four.
In 1988, Bobby McFerrin gave us this optimistic tune. Gilbert.
What is Don't Worry, Be Happy?
That's it.
Poetry for 12.
Answer.
Daily Double.
3,000.
Okay, here's your clue. The best laid plans of these two authors gave us 1785's To a Mouse and the 1937 title inspired by it, Of Mice and Men.
Who are Robert Burns and...
Robert Burns is correct, of course. Of Mice and Men, John Steinbeck. All right, still plenty of clues up there.
Poetry for 16.
F. Scott Fitzgerald's last complete novel. Its foreword title is taken from Ode to a Nightingale by John Keats. Alex.
What is This Side of Paradise?
No. Alicia or Gilbert? What is Tender is the Night? Gilbert, go again.
Poetry for 2.
Humpty Dumpty gave this Robert Penn Warren novel about a southern politician its title. Alex.
What is All the King's Men?
Yes.
Public anemone for 400.
Above ground, anemone blanda makes fields of pretty flowers. Below, it produces these growths, like potatoes. Gilbert.
What are tubers?
Tubers, yes.
Anemone for 8.
Sea anemone's tentacles have nematocysts. that inject poison to do this to prey, which is a lot easier to kill afterwards. Gilbert?
What is paralyze?
That's right.
Anemone for 12.
Sea anemones can split in two, a form of reproduction called longitudinal this, also a physics term. Alicia?
What is fission?
Yes.
Anemone 1600.
Very tricky, clownfish. You and the sea anemone protect each other in this arrangement, from the Greek for live together. Gilbert.
What is symbiotic?
Yes.
Anemone for 2.
Greek myth says red anemones popped up from the blood of this really good-looking youth after his death. Gilbert.
Who is Adonis?
Adonis, he's the one.
We used to make that car for 4.
The DeVille and the Seville. Alicia.
What's a Cadillac?
Cadillac, less than a minute now.
One Hit Wonders 800.
Lou Bega's Biggie in 1999 was this song that mentions a little Monica in my life. Alicia.
What is Mambo number 5?
Yes.
One Hit Wonder 1600.
Daniel Powter had this 2006 hit, also used as a kiss-off song on American Idol. Gilbert.
What is Bad Day?
Right.
We used to make that car for 8.
The Prelude, 1978 to 2001. Gilbert.
What is Honda?
Yes.
We used to make that car for 1200.
The LeBaron and the Sebring. Alex.
What is Chrysler?
Good.
1600 car.
The Karmann Ghia, 1955 to 1974. That was Volkswagen. Alex.
2000 car.
The Bearcat, introduced in 1912. Alicia.
What is Ford?
Nope. What is Stutz? The Stutz Bearcat. 2 clues left, Alex.
One Hit Wonders 2000.
There, I Know What Boys Like hit in 1982. Were the waitresses. And we won't get to that last clue. All three of you still alive as you get to deal with this subject. African countries. Hey, hello. All right, back in a moment with the clue.
To help people pronounce the company name, Geico created the spokes lizard. What is the gecko? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good subject for final, African countries. Here's the clue, players. With more than 90 million people, it's Africa's third most populous country, though it's more than 90% desert. 30 seconds, good luck. Some choices here. We'll start with Alicia Matheli-Clennell. I just wanted another chance to say your last name.
You did it.
I did it. All right. You wrote down Morocco. Sorry. That's going to cost you, Alicia. How much? 2,000 only? You dropped to 800. Let's go to Alex Cook. He was in second place with 6,900. He said Egypt. Egypt is number 3. Nigeria and Ethiopia are ahead of it. You came up with the correct response. You will therefore add 3,901, and that gives you a $1 lead over Gilbert. Did he come up with Egypt? He did. Did he risk more than $1? Oh, 3,000 more than $1. 13,801 your total today, bringing you up to 36,599, which means you owe your two children $366 in commission.
Another great Jeopardy winner from this season's Tournament of Champions, coming up tomorrow on Jeopardy. Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...